lesson three in Eastern Shoshone language. The vocabulary words in this lesson are words we use to talk about ourselves, to address someone else, or to talk about someone. I.
Nu. Nu.
You, talking to one person.
In. In.
He or she, talking about a person who is some distance from the person speaking, but still can be seen.
Sad. Sad.
He or she, talking about someone who's out of sight of the speaker.
Sod. Sod.
What, when you're asking a question?
Hin. Hin.
Hold.
Uyak. Uyak.
What?
Hin. Hin.
He or she that the speaker cannot see.
Sod. Sod.
He or she at some distance from the speaker, but the speaker can still see them.
See. Sad. Sad.
You speaking to one person.
In. In.
I.
Ne. Ne.
The vocabulary review. What is this? That is.
Mas. Mas.
Men's trousers.
Tenapangus. Tenapangus.
Gray.
Kusiget. Kusiget.
Brown.
Tupishiget. Tupishiget.
Blue.
Efivit. Efivit.
Green.
Puhiget. Puhiget.
Scarf.
Wanagorok. Wanagorok.
Socks.
Tapia. Tapia.
Hat.
Tizong one. Tizong one.
Button.
Tittimboka. Tittimboka.
Dress.
Quasu. Quasu.
Red.
Engavit. Engavit.
The grammar lesson for lesson 3. This lesson introduces some often used words referring to the speaker, I, the person spoken to, you, or the person spoken about, he or she. These words are called pronouns. There are some similarities between English pronouns and Eastern Shoshone pronouns, but there are also some important differences. The meaning I is expressed in Eastern Shoshone by
ne.
The English word you is used to address more than one person or one person. But in Shoshone, the word
in
is used to address one person only. So
in
will be used only when you are speaking to one person. English uses he or she in talking about a person based on whether that person is male or female. However, Eastern Shoshone uses the same word when talking about a person, whether it is male or female. But Eastern Shoshone speakers make a distinction when talking about someone that English does not. If the person being talked about is at some distance from the speaker but still in sight, the word used to refer to that person is
sad.
If the person being spoken about is out of sight, then the word
sud
is used. So in Eastern Shoshone, if you are talking about someone, you don't need to worry whether it is male or female, but you do need to consider whether you can see the person being talked about or not. If you can see the person, you will use
sad.
But if you can't see that person, you will use
sud.
Exercise 1. You will hear a question in English that asks what someone is holding. The question will then be asked in Eastern Shoshone twice. In the pause that follows each Shoshone pronunciation, please practice asking the question. What am I holding?
Nuhinayak. Nuhinayak.
What is he holding?
Saruhinayak. Saruhinayak.
What is she holding?
Saruhinayak. Saruhinayak.
What are you holding?
Unuhinayak. Unuhinayak.
What is she holding?
Saruhinayak. Saruhinayak.
What is he holding?
Saruhinayak. Saruhinayak.
What am I holding?
Nuhinayak. Nuhinayak.
What is she holding?
Suruhinayak. Suruhinayak.
What is he holding?
Suruhinayak. Suruhinayak.
What am I holding?
Nuhinayak. Nuhinayak.
What are you holding?
Unuhinayak. Unuhinayak.
What is she holding?
Saruhinayak. Saruhinayak.
What is she holding?
Suruhinayak. Suruhinayak.
What is he holding?
Saruhinayak. Saruhinayak.
What is he holding?
Suruhinayak. Suruhinayak.
What are you holding?
Unuhinayak. Unuhinayak.
What am I holding?
Nuhinayak. Nuhinayak.
What is she holding?
Suruhinayak. Suruhinayak.
What is he holding?
Suruhinayak. Suruhinayak.
What is he holding?
Saruhinayak. Saruhinayak.
What am I holding?
Nuhinayak. Nuhinayak.
What is she holding?
Suruhinayak. Suruhinayak.
What are you holding?
Unuhinayak. Unuhinayak.
Now, please go back and listen to this exercise again and ask yourself for each of the questions about he or she, whether the speaker can see the person or not. Exercise 2. You will hear a question asked in Eastern Shoshone. Then an answer to the question will be given in English. It will be followed by the answer in Eastern Shoshone, given twice, with a pause after each pronunciation of it. In the pauses, please repeat the answer.
Unuhinayak.
I am holding a green shirt.
Nuhuhuyediwasunayak. Nuhuhuyediwasunayak. Unuhinayak.
I am holding a black belt.
Nuruhuvitiekiyak. Nyruhuvitiekiak. Önnehinnajak.
I am holding a gray coat.
Nyruhuvitiekiak. Piawasonajak. Nyruhuvitiekiak. Saruhinnajak.
She is holding a yellow dress.
Saru ohapiti wasonajak. Saru ohapiti wasonajak. Saruhinnajak.
He is holding black shoes.
Sarunduhuvitiampayak. Sarunduhuvitiampayak. Suruhinayak.
He is holding gray socks.
Sarungusigati tapihayak. Sarungusigati tapihayak. Nuhinayak.
You are holding a red belt.
Unu engavitiekiak. Unu engavitiekiak. Nuhinayak.
You are holding a safety pin.
Unu uhumukujak. Unu uhumukujak. Suruhinajak.
She is holding a green button.
Surunbuhigeti tyttönpokajak. Surunbuhigeti tyttönpokajak. Suruhinajak.
He is holding yellow trousers.
Suru ohapiti gusajak. Suru ohapiti gusajak. Önnehinajak.
I am holding a white dress.
Nyruhuvitiekiak wasonajak. Nyruhuvitiekiak wasonajak. Saruhinnajak.
She is holding green socks.
Sarunbuhigeti tapihajak. Sarunbuhigeti tapihajak. Suruhinnajak.
She is holding a brown button.
Sarundupsigeti tyttönpokajak. Sarundupsigeti tyttönpokajak. Saruhinnajak.
He is holding black trousers.
Sarunduhuvitti gusajak. Sarunduhuvitti gusajak.
Once again, go back and listen to this lesson, and where he or she is being talked about, ask yourself whether the speaker could see the person or not. Lesson 4. A new vocabulary for Lesson 4. Each word will be said in English, and then it will be said twice in Eastern Shoshone. In the pause after each Eastern Shoshone pronunciation, Please practice saying the new word. House.
Can. Can.
Chicken.
Quia. Quia.
Cat.
Kuruki. Kuruki.
Dog.
Sari. Sari.
Horse.
Duhui. Duhui.
Cow.
Kuchemung. Kuchemung.
Bear.
Aguai. Aguai.
Bird.
Hojo. Hojo.
Deer.
Sogorehi. Sogorehi.
Antelope.
Quahare. Quahare.
Elk.
Pari. Pari.
Man.
Tenapa. Tenapa.
Woman.
Wife. Wife.
Child.
Taper. Taper.
The have.
Honey. Oh, honey.
See.
Oh, week. Oh, week.
The new vocabulary once again. Chicken.
Quia. Quia.
Man.
Tenapa. Tenapa.
House.
Gang. Gang.
Horse.
Duhui. Duhui.
Dog.
Sari. Sari.
Woman.
Wipe. Wipe.
Cat.
Kuruki. Kuruki.
Bear.
Aguai. Aguai.
Child.
Taper. Taper.
Antelope.
Quahare. Quahare.
Deer.
Sogorhi. Sogorhi.
Bird.
Hoochoo. Hoochoo.
Elk.
Body. Body.
Cow.
Quichamunk. Quichamunk.
To see.
Uwuik. Uwuik.
To have.
Uhanich. Uhanich.
The review vocabulary for lesson 4. Again, you will hear the English followed by the Shoshone spoken twice. In the pauses after the Shoshone pronunciation, please practice saying the word. Green.
Puhuyet. Puhuyet.
Shirt.
Guasu. Guasu.
Coat.
Pia guasu. Pia guasu.
Red.
Engavit. Engavit.
Yellow.
Ohapit. Ohapit.
Socks.
Tapihia. Tapihia.
Blue.
Evivit. Evivit.
Pants.
Goose. Goose.
Gray.
Goosey-git. Goosey-git.
Dress.
Quasu. Quasu.
Shoes.
Namp. Namp.
What is this?
Ishihin. Ishihin.
I, referring to the speaker.
N. N.
You, speaking to one person.
N. N.
He or she, inside of the speaker, but at some distance from the speaker.
Sad. Sad.
He or she, out of the sight of the speaker.
Sur. Sur.
To hold.
Uyak. Uyak.
Lesson 4 continues on tape 2. The speaker on this tape has been Mrs. Angelina Wagon from South Fork.